It's time for A Moment in Wine, underwritten by New England Wine Cellars, providing design and expert installation of residential and commercial wine cellars and display systems. 860-824-2400, on the web, newcellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world, and today we're going to Sonoma, California, to drink the Bramble Ridge 2017 Sauvignon Blanc. It's been pretty warm the last few days for the middle of September, and refreshing wines are certainly in order. So I pulled out this one to taste today. It's lightly chilled. I've poured it in the glass. It's a pale gold green color, maybe a little straw colored, and just a lovely nose. But let me talk a little bit about Sauvignon Blanc. Its origins, of course, were in Bordeaux, France, where it was called. It was probably a wild grape at one time, hence the name Sauvignon, which means savage. Blanc is white, and it has since found favor just about everywhere that wine grapes are grown. It's really popular in Italy, all through California, South Africa, Bordeaux, Chile. It's grown almost exclusively in the Loire Valley in France, and has found a really, really favorable climate, and is enjoying success in New Zealand. Some of the high-end Sauvignon Blancs in the wine store can be found from, say, places like Cloudy Bay, New Zealand. But Sonoma always offers up good product, and we're drinking the 2017 Bramble Ridge today. So again, I've poured it in the glass, pale green, straw color. The nose is kind of a creamy citrus smell. It reminds me a little bit of a creamsicle in a way. Oh, and on the tongue, I'm getting a lot of lime. Nice medium mouthfeel, though. You know, it's a bigger, rounder wine than I I've tasted in other Sauvignon Blancs, which makes it very interesting. A little bit of that grassiness, and that's classic with Sauvignon Blanc. This is an easy wine to taste in a blind tasting when someone asks you what the variety is. If you taste a hay and grapefruit peel and stuff, you know right away that it's a Sauvignon Blanc. I'm getting a lot of that. A nice, crisp, refreshing finish. But not huge acids. It's just a clean, almost like having a sherbet. After dinner, it's really refreshing. Not hugely complex, but very, very enjoyable, very approachable, fruity and upfront with a crisp, clean flavor at the end. This is the sort of thing I might just sip by itself on the porch in the summer, or maybe with just a mild white fish like flounder or sole. Enjoying the 2017 Bramble Ridge Sauvignon Blanc.